Mike Morrell was deputy director of the CIA and gave us the only television interview he's ever done. He spoke to us largely because he believes the very nature of the spy business keeps successes in the shadows, but often pushes failure into the bright lights. Morrell operated in those shadows, but his insights have helped shape the key foreign policy decisions of the last three presidents. The first thing we asked Morrell about was the last thing he did at the CIA, taking part in the damage assessment on Edward Snowden, the NSA contractor who leaked classified documents about America's secret electronic surveillance programs.
I do not believe he is a whistleblower. I do not believe he is a hero. I think he has betrayed his country.
How serious a hit is that to national security?
I think this is the most serious leak. It's the most serious compromise of classified information in the history of the U.S. intelligence community.
Because of the amount of it or the type?
The amount and the type.
But of the hundreds of pages of NSA documents that Snowden has leaked, Morrell pointed to one in particular that has caused a great deal of damage to U.S. intelligence. It's a copy of the top-secret document the CIA calls its black budget.
What value would that have to an adversary?
The real damage of leaking that document was that certainly they could focus their counterintelligence efforts on those places where we're being successful and not have to worry as much about those places where we're not being successful.
It's kind of like handing over the playbook
mm-hmm.
to the other team.
Mm-hmm.